Imagine you're flying down a snowy mountainside on skis. Suddenly, you notice in the path ahead, there's a grove of trees. Tons of them. How would you navigate them? Me, personally, I picture myself seeing those trees and plunking my booty down in the snow. No trees for this cowboy.
I know that's right.
Let me tell you how the expert skier handles it. He doesn't focus on the trees. He focuses on the spaces between them. You see, his eyes stay locked, I mean locked, on the clear paths and the open routes that lead him safely down the slope. His body follows his focus. Your life works the same way. Have you ever noticed how the things you fixate on tend to show up more? Almost like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, I don't want to fail this test. And then you overthink every answer, right? Oh gosh, I hope I don't screw up this conversation. And then you get tongue-tied. I really don't want another bad relationship. And then somehow the same toxic patterns repeat. It's because your brain doesn't process don't the way you think it does. You see, if I tell you don't picture a pink elephant, well, guess what just popped in your head? Yep, a pink elephant. Am I right? When you focus on what you don't want, your energy flows in that direction. Fear takes the wheel. Your mind stays locked under the obstacles instead of the open paths. Flip it. What if you focused on where you want to go instead of, I don't want to be broke? How about, I'm creating wealth and opportunity? Instead of, I don't want to be alone anymore, try this. I'm building deep, loving connections. Instead of, I don't want to fail, try, I'm growing, learning, and thriving. Rather than, I'm tired of being fat, how about I commit now to a healthier me? The disciples were in a boat, weathering the storm. They noticed Jesus at a distance, walking on the water toward them. Jesus invited Peter to get out of the boat and join him. Peter cautiously did so, and by golly, he was walking on water. That is, until he started noticing the wind and the waves around him, taking his focus off Jesus, off of where he was headed, and unto the elements, the distractions, and the fears. He began sinking. Not to worry, Jesus soon rescued him. I want you to name your space and lock it in. Quit complaining and staring at the trees. Set your aim and trust that your Maker will carry you. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the paths that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope." This is your buddy Rob. This is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.